Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Niluwagan ng Morrison Government ang mga kinakailangan para makapag-apply ng visa at makapag-aral dito sa Australia. Gaya ng mga estudyanteng nakakuha ng temporary graduate visa, ngayon, mas hinabaan ang kanilang pananatili sa bansa. Daan ito para makapaghanap ng maayos na trabaho na may pathway para sa permanent residency. Ayon kay Alice Wang, isang migration agent na nakabase sa Sydney, ang post-study work stream ng temporary graduate visa o mas kilalang subclass 485 visa ay susi para ang mga estudyante ay makapag-stay at makapagtrabaho dito sa Australia matapos makagraduate ng kurso mula sa anumang Australian tertiary institution.
The post-study work visa is for overseas students who have applied for their first student visa to Australia on or after the 5th of November 2011. And when they finish or complete at least a bachelor or higher degree level of studies in Australia, they are able to apply for the 485 visa within 6 months of completing their studies in Australia.
Nagbibigay din ito ng mas mahabang panahon para manatili at makapagtrabaho depende sa kwalifikasyon.
If the students complete a bachelor or a master degree by coursework, then they are able to request a 2-year visa. If they complete a master degree by research, the 485 visa can be granted for up to 3 years. And if the students complete a PhD degree in Australia, then the initial 485 visa can be granted for up to 4 years.
Ginawa ang mga pagbabago ng Department of Home Affairs para sa mga 485 visa holders para kahit papano ay matulungan ang mga estudyante na makabangon matapos maapektuhan ng pandemya. Ayon kay Niraj Shrestha ng Neil Consultancy Migration, kung dati kailangang nasa Australia kung mag-apply hanggang mag-grant ang 485 visa, ngayon kahit offshore ang aplikante pwede kang mabigyan ng visa.
Because of the pandemic, the international students have been hit hard. They were about to finish like 1 or 2 semesters left and they were on a holiday or they were back home to see their families. And now, you know, because of the border control, they couldn't come back. But, you know, because of the such changes, now they can apply 485 and, you know, when the border is open, they can come back to Australia.
Isa sa malaking pagbabagong ginawa ng gobyerno ay bigyan ng second post-study work visa ang mga estudyante na nakatira at nag-aaral sa mga regional areas. Ibig sabihin, kung granted ka ng 2 taon sa graduate visa mo, may dagdag na 2 taon ka pa ulit, bagay na malaking tulong sa mga estudyante.
Now, you know, effective from 20th of January 2021, the 485 visa holder, if they are eligible, then they can apply for second 485 visa. If they have been living continuously in a regional center or in a regional area, then they may be eligible to extend either 1 year or 2 years, the same subclass visa.
Qualified para sa second 485 visa silang mga estudyante na nakapagtapos sa regional na institusyon at 2 taon na o higit pa naninirahan doon. Kabilang sa lugar na matatawag na regional areas ay ang buong Australia, maliban na lang sa Sydney, Melbourne at Brisbane.
There are 2 categories of regional area. One is called regional center and the other one is regional area. The city of Perth and the city of Adelaide can be considered as the regional center. So the regional center actually includes a lot of area. For example, Wollongong, Newcastle in New South Wales can be considered as a regional center as well.
Sa visa ding ito, ang primary applicant ay pwedeng isama ang buong pamilya na may full working rights at pwede ding mag-aral dito sa bansa.
And during that time, they can go and get married and they can bring their family members. And once the visa is granted, they will have the same condition as the primary applicant. And the other good thing about 485 visa is, you know, there is no limit, the work restrictions. So there is no restrictions. So you can work full-time or you can work part-time. So there is no any restrictions. There is no any condition.
Kadalasang kliyente ni Shrestha ay mga estudyante mula Nepal, India, Bangladesh at Pakistan. At karamihan sa kanila ay nag-aaral sa regional areas dahil mas mabilis umano ang kanilang pathway para sa permanent residency.
And the reason this the graduate visa was introduced, we call it temporary visa, is a pathway to permanent visa. So I believe this is a very, very good incentive for, you know, especially for international students to go and study in a regional area.
Ang graduate work stream visa naman ay aabot lang sa 18 buwan. At dahil work stream, para makapag-apply ng permanent residency, kailangan ang trabaho ay nasa skilled occupation list at kailangang makapasa sa skill assessment. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.